Well, Rochester's historic Joseph Avenue neighborhood is going through its own revival. And that is in large part because of an organization called the Joseph Avenue Arts and Culture Alliance. And today I'm joined this morning by David Pacific, who is the executive director over there. And David, this is really exciting. And it's an organization that a lot of us haven't heard of. But could you talk a little bit about the formations of this organization and why you're so passionate about that Joseph Avenue area?
Oh, sure. Well, John, first, thanks for having me on this morning. The Joseph Avenue Arts and Culture Alliance was born out of the community and for the community. So we came about in about 2014, 2015, after community members got together and started talking about what can we do to enhance our community and our quality of life. And through community meetings, a lot was done through walking up and down Joseph Avenue. And part of what happened on that walk was coming across our historic building. The B'nai Israel Synagogue, which is right between Clifford and Avenue D on Joseph Avenue. And we were born out of first a mission of restoring this building with the Joseph Avenue Business Association, and then the arts got involved, and then eventually Joseph Avenue Arts and Culture Alliance was formed. So as the organization progressed, they took possession of this building. The dream moved from forming a museum to creating a center for performing and visual arts, and there was a lot of momentum and excitement around using the arts as a catalyst for change. So our organization started in programming in 2018, and I came on board in 2019. And at this point, we do between 30 and 40 programs each year with partnerships that span the entire globe. We're doing music, theater, visual arts, and dance, and we do it all for free.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. And I was actually going to ask you, you just touched on that a bit, but I'm curious, arts and culture, what would go under that umbrella of arts and culture?
So we can be excited that Rochester is basically always named in the top 10 most artistic cities in the country. And our mission is to bring the arts from within Center City and the surrounding regions into the Northeast Quadrant, this region that really has been so vibrant, but hasn't necessarily had the Rochester Philharmonic coming out or having educational offerings in the same way that we have necessarily in Pittsford or Brighton. So we are working to bring that all out. And culture happens because you have people coming together that are embracing all of these artistic elements and using them to enhance their quality of life, which is what we've been doing.
You can learn more about the Joseph Avenue Arts and Culture Alliance at josephavarts.org. So you mentioned how these events are all free, which is awesome. Who doesn't like free events? How is that possible? How are we able to have so many of these free events?
Well, that's possible because if you go one step further to josephavarts.org/donate, we rely very heavily on, actually entirely on the support of individuals and foundations who help bring all of this to life. The support that we have received each year has only grown, not only for our Center for Performing and Visual Arts, which will house everything that we do, but for each of our programs and our partners who come along, as well as our audiences, which now number into the thousands. We have had to adapt every space that we can, whether that's libraries, gymnasiums, open fields, bringing stages out, which we just did with the RPO a few nights ago. We are using every space that we can so that we are making sure that everything that we believe is not only accessible, but equitable and is leading change on the ground.
Fantastic. And you talk about restoring that landmark. How is the progress going there? And when do you expect it to become complete?
So we are working diligently with our architect and with our contractors to make sure that we are going through every step properly to get that building completed. When you do a historic preservation project, there are huge hurdles, and we have been going through them for years with the federal government and the state government. All of those approvals are in place. We have our architectural drawings completed. Now it's a matter of just building out that support. So we are very close. It's a big project. It's a little over $4 million, and every dollar makes a difference to make it possible. As soon as we get that ground broken, it's about 1 year until it eventually opens.
There's a lot of different ways to try and revive a neighborhood or community, and And certainly there's a lot of good ways that we can do that. But why arts and culture? Why do we start here with the visual arts, with the dance, with these things that are so vibrant in this Joseph Ave area?
You know, the arts bring joy. That's the first thing to remember about them. And I don't think that there's anybody that can say, you know, they regret taking a piano lesson, or they regret taking a violin lesson, or they regret learning dance. You may not have been the next Van Clive or the next Fred Astaire, but you have the opportunity to have that be a part of your life forever. And each generation that you touch that forms a connection through the arts, that's cyclical. That's something that continues. That's something that spreads. We have been doing that for over a century in Rochester, using the arts to enhance our quality of life. This is a city for artists. It's an artistic community. And we are helping to create the next generation of arts enthusiasts and artists on the ground where we live.
So everybody in that Joseph Ave community and some of these other vibrant neighborhoods in the city of Rochester, they get it. They live there. They know what's up there. But we also have a lot of people, and from my time here working at these radio stations and talking to a lot of people in Rochester and in the county in general, in the suburbs, a lot of times we don't really have the right idea of what it's like on Joseph Avenue and in the city. What would you say to somebody who might live in the suburbs or outside of the area who has this conception of Joseph Avenue? What would you say to them to kind of steer them in the right direction that those visuals that they have in their mind about Joseph Ave may not tell the entire story?
Sure. I mean, so we have those conversations all the time at our events because we have people from Pittsford, from Palmyra, from Batavia who come and join us in the Joseph Avenue neighborhood. That's what it means to use the arts as a catalyst for change. It is a way to bring people together through a shared experience. Our events, not only are they safe, but they are made up of some of the most vibrant community members that you could ever hope to have. Cities are where these institutions, where these art forms have been born, where they have thrived. And frankly, for most of us in the community, it's where our families used to live and work. It's still where families live and work. The largest school districts are in our city, and we are giving opportunities to those kids. So coming to our events, engaging with the community, all that does is ignite a passion that spreads from city center outwards into the suburbs. And that's how we really are able to grow out our community.
We're talking with David Pacific from the Joseph Avenue Arts and Culture Alliance. You can learn more at josephavarts.org about how you can get involved, maybe even benefit from the organization or attend an event, which is part of my next question. And it's a curveball for you, so I hope you're ready for it. But I didn't prepare this question, but you sparked something in me because you talked about somebody coming from Palmyra and from Batavia. That's a pretty long way to come for a Joseph Avenue Arts event. Do you know, have you heard the longest, what's the longest destination that somebody traveled from to attend one of your events? Do you know offhand?
Sure. I mean, we've had certainly audience members that have been from Israel or from Germany that have been at our events. But from our own community, I think the extraordinary thing, whenever we go anywhere as people out in the world, as Rochesterians, how many people have a connection to this community? And what's amazing is how many people have a connection to Joseph Avenue. It is the oldest region of our city. It's where the factories were. It's where the factory homes were. The building that we're restoring is one of 15 synagogues that was there at the time. This was a community that thrived on everything being walking distance. And how extraordinary to bring this all back as an arts community where, yes, we have everything where you can park now. But you can also walk from your home if transportation is an issue. You can hop on a bus and be here in minutes. That is what we are doing. And some of the things that we do in the Northeast Quadrant, we're the only place you can see them. And we make it free for anybody to attend.
How would you describe the culture of Joseph Avenue? You are an Arts and Culture Alliance. If there was just a quick way, you know, in 30 seconds or less, what is that culture?
The culture of the Joseph Avenue community is one that is generational. So when you have an event, no matter what it is, you see a connection that relates to every single person's life. And that is always the most extraordinary thing. At an event that we had the other day, a woman came up and she sits at our events. I didn't know this. Drawing what she sees on stage, goes home, fills them in with watercolor, and this is a musical concert. If that's not a connection of art forms, I don't know what is. And on that same event, we had dance and we had singing. To me, that is definitive of what the culture is on Joseph Avenue. It is forming connections that last, not only so that we are changing the future, but so we're bridging that connection to the past. And all of that is possible because we all have connections to the arts.
A lot of us don't know about the Joseph Avenue Arts and Culture Alliance, and we live in our own little bubbles out in the suburbs, and we don't realize that there is so much going on Joseph Avenue that you just have to take advantage of. And you can learn more about that at josephavarts.org. Do we have any events coming up that you're super excited about that you think the community would really enjoy being a part of?
Yes. So one of my favorite partnerships that we have is that we bring the Rochester Fringe Festival to the Northeast Quadrant, really on the fringe of the cities. And at that event, we have Ted Baumhauer, who does our incredible juggling workshop. So if you've ever wanted to learn juggling, this is the guy to learn it from. This is the moment to learn it. That's September 16th and September 23rd at 1 o'clock at Baden Street Settlement. So that will be an extraordinary opportunity. Usually has about 100 people there, so I would welcome you.
Fantastic. And then for those of us who are interested in getting involved, not only by attending some of these free events, but you alluded to earlier that you're run totally on the support of our generous Rochester community. How again can we donate and contribute to this great organization?
There are so many ways. You can go to josephavarts.org/donate. You can give by card. You can mail a check. You can donate stock. We have anything available so that if you want to support us, we make it as easy as possible. You can also reach out to us at welovearts@josephavarts.org or visit our volunteer page. There's a number of ways to get involved, and we would welcome the opportunity.
The restoration of that Joseph Avenue community and the building there that you're restoring, it's a revival, and it's really exciting, and I think our audience would definitely want to be a part of it. So again, that's josephavarts.org to learn more and to contribute or to find an event that's coming up soon, especially if you're interested in learning how to juggle, right? That is David Pacific. Thank you so much, David, for joining us, and we really appreciate your time today.
Thank you, John.